Badness you can get easily, in quantity. The road is smooth, and it lies close by. But in front of excellence, the immortal gods have put sweat, and long and steep is the way to it, and rough at first. But when you come to the top, then it is easy, even though it is hard. Hesiod, about 700 BCE, the Theogony. Know thyself. Inscription at the Delphic Oracle, attributed to the seven sages, about 650 BCE to 550 BCE. No science will ever replace myth, and a myth cannot be made out of any science. For it is not that God is a myth, but that myth is the revelation of a divine life in man. It is not we who invent myth, rather it speaks to us as a word of God. Carl Gustav Jung. The awe and dread with which the untutored savage contemplates his mother-in-law are amongst the most familiar facts of anthropology. Sir James Fraser, The Golden Bough. The highest point a man can attain is not knowledge or virtue or goodness or victory, but something even greater, more heroic and more despairing, sacred awe. Nikos Kazantzakis, Zorba the Greek. You're driving down the highway, and you pass an accident along the road. Admit it, without even thinking, you slow down and rubberneck, just like everybody else. Instantly, your mind seeks an explanation for what you see. You may have had only a fleeting glimpse of the accident scene. Maybe you saw sets of skid marks, a car upended, dazed people talking to the police. You hear an ambulance wail in the distance as a trooper or firefighter waves you past. You don't know what happened, but you see the effects and want to explain the cause. If you are like most people, you begin to stitch together a theory of what went wrong. Almost without consciously thinking about it, you begin to manufacture a narrative of what happened. That driver was probably drinking. He had to be going too fast. The driver must have fallen asleep and swerved across the road. One car probably cut off the other. In other words, without any facts or much evidence, you try to create a coherent story to explain what you have seen. Maybe it is that simple. This is what makes us truly human. The innate need to explain and understand is what has gotten us to where we are today in the early days of the 21st century. Myths may have begun, in the oldest sense, as a way for humans to explain the car wrecks of their world, the world they could see as well as the world they could not see. Long before science envisioned a Big Bang, long before Greek philosophers reasoned, Siddhartha Gautama sought enlightenment, or Jesus walked the shores of the Sea of Galilee, long before there was a Bible or a Quran, long before Darwin proposed natural selection, long before we could know the age of a rock and before men walked on the moon, there were myths. Myths explained how Earth was created, where life came from, why the stars shine at night and the seasons change, why there was sex, why there was evil, why people died, and where they went when they did. In short, myths were a very human way to explain everything.